On the afternoon of October 10, 1945, the streets of downtown Baltimore were lined 3 and 4 deep. 50,000 had come out to cheer Baltimore native and hero of World War II's Battle of Wake Island, 1,000 miles west of Hawaii, Brigadier General James Devereaux. The parade watchers were honoring a local war hero from Baltimore who had led the defense of tiny Wake Island in late 1941, but whose fame soared when, while embattled and asked if he needed reinforcements, was reported to have answered with swagger and defiance, "Send us more Japs." Those fighting, hard-charging, blood-and-guts words coming as they did in the dark days following Pearl Harbor, when the country's morale was particularly low, those fighting words were picked up and shouted out around the country as stirring, uplifting spirits, carrying with its bravado the hope and promise of victory. But here history becomes myth, and the truth came out when, according to then-Major Devereaux himself, he never said those words, or anything like them. Actually, by the time of the parade in October of 1945, he had already publicly disavowed the story and insisted to all who would listen that he had never said what the story going around said he had said. As for the misinterpretation, its origins lay in the words used by a radio clerk on the island, padding on top of a message to Pearl Harbor Command Center from the island's overall commander, Navy Commander Winfield Scott Cunningham, in an attempt to make decoding by the Japanese more difficult. He wrote, quote, "Send us, stop, now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their party, stop, Cunningham, more Japs," end quote. By the end of the war, Major Devereaux had become Brigadier General Devereaux and a folk hero with fame much enlarged because of what were reported to be his inspiring, morale-boosting word. And that is why on October 10, 1945, 50,000 Baltimoreans came out to cheer him, largely for saying the fighting words he said he never said.